in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight of 100.7 WHUD, Chris Laubus. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing, Andy?
Doing great. Where are you living? Where are you from?
I'm a Westchester guy, currently in Somers.
You know, I always ask that because we want to feature homegrown talent. That's the key to this Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. You certainly qualify. You've been doing it quite a while, writing songs, playing in bands.
I have, yeah. I've been doing it for a couple decades now.
How did it begin? Were you a lousy student, and then you started to say you got kicked out of class?
Yeah, kind of different for me. I stayed in school and just had a love for music. When I got to the age that I wanted to go out and experience it for myself and just wasn't old enough to get into the clubs, I'd wait around in the parking lot, and when the band showed up, I'd just start grabbing gear and help them load in. Once I was inside, I just tried to remain unnoticed until the show started, and got befriended and got some lessons and some tips, and sooner or later I had my own band going.
That is some hardcore dedication. Where did you hang out as a underage kid?
I don't mind mentioning, because most of the places are probably gone by now.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You know,
sadly.
I graduated from the Briar Patch and Gemini and Fore and Aft and all the hot spots that used to be around a couple decades ago.
What did you listen to when you were growing up?
Pretty eclectic taste. I love music in all its forms. I mean, my playlists have always included everything from the Carpenters to the Sex Pistols and Partridge Family to Motorhead. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a mixed bag, and I think that makes for more of a variety.
No, I agree. You don't have to qualify that at all. I think anybody who calls something a guilty pleasure, it's not.
Yeah, right.
It's good. There's
it's
good
not.
And there's bad.
And you take something good away from everything you hear.
That's right, you do. And when did you start writing songs?
Probably as soon as I learned my first three chords. I wasn't one of these guys who wanted to be a virtuoso and stayed in their room and practiced until my fingers bled. I learned a couple chords and I wanted to get out there and I wanted to, play in front of the people and meet folks and do my thing live.
You always wanted to be the guy with the microphone up in front of the stage.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I did. Started writing songs, started getting out there. I love studio work. I love getting in there and seeing a project through from start to finish. So that's really the path I walked.
You talk about loving studio work. You've had how many albums now?
I just put out my fourth. The song we're going to hear, Live in America, is actually off my third CD. The fourth one just came out last week. But I got four solo CDs in addition to some of the stuff I've done with other bands.
What's the album that Alive in America is on?
Alive in America is off an album called Black Cat Crossing. Came out last year. And yeah, it's gotten some real, real good responses, so I'm real happy with it.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Chris Laubus. Let's talk about some of the highs and lows, because you have been doing it for quite a while, and you started at a young age. What have been some of the highs in your career?
Yeah, definitely had some good times, played some big rooms, still doing some big stuff. When I'm not doing my solo work, I tour with my rock band, 10 Ton Mojo, and we're just starting out on a tour next month. We're going to be kicking off at the Gramercy Theater in Manhattan on the 23rd
fantastic.
Of March.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we go to the West Coast. We hit L.A., San Francisco, and then we'll be in the U.K. for beginning of April. So I'm still out there doing it and really loving what I do.
Good time to mention that this is kind of DIY on your part. Do it yourself. These tours, these records, everything about it.
For the most part, yeah. Of course, everybody needs help, and I got some real good help. Wendigo Productions does a lot for us.
Mm-hmm.
The folks up in Millbrook Sound Studio who have a wide network certainly helped me.
Paul Orfino?
Orfino.
Oh, yeah. I recorded up there. Cool guy. Great place.
Yeah, that's where my my four records were done there. And hopefully I'll do the next four there as well. Paul's become a good friend. You need a network. You can't do it all on your own.
That's true. You need collaboration, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Let's give some props to some of the great musicians on Alive in America. Who are they?
Alive in America, that one actually has Eddie Seville on the drums and Billy Kay on the guitar. And you can see both of those guys in their band Steel Rodeo. Steve Alper's Tickling the Ivories. And Hal and Mad Marty Stoll's on the mouth harp, which is featured in the lead of this song.
We talked about the highs, and that's very cool. Tell me about the lows.
Well, the lows, you really got to roll with the punches and have a thick skin about things. Not only from a personal point of view of
sure.
the music you're putting out, but just of the of the industry. I mean, the things change so much in the industry over time. If you can't keep up with that, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, even going from, CDs to digital, people are caring less and less about CDs anymore. You got to understand how to roll with that, and you can't be mm-hmm. disappointed that you got stuck with a garage full of product. You think you're on top of it, you think you got a grip on the game, and then the game changes.
Chris, you got some gigs in the Hudson Valley coming up. You mentioned some out-of-town stuff.
Solo gigs, I'm going to probably be back in the summer, and I'll hit their usual places, Darrell's Place and the Falcon and Tam Crier and maybe St. George Winery and some of that stuff. But But right now, for the next couple months, I'll be out on the road, like I said, with my rock band, 10 Ton Mojo.
Good luck with that. Where can people find out more about Chris Laubus' website?
There's a chrislaubus.com. There's my Facebook page, of course. I got a SoundCloud page out there if people just want to give things a listen. Love to hear from you.
Alive in America, tell me how it was written, why it was written.
It's a song that's, basically just about a great people, a great country. It's about the coming of age, for the silent majority. It's meant to motivate people no matter what they believe in. I mean, everybody should step up and be a part of something bigger than themselves. It's supposed to inspire people to participate and be heard and just come alive no matter what your belief system is.
I think it's happening more and more. Chris Laubus in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Here is Alive in America. Chris, thanks a lot for your time and best of luck.
Andy, thank you. Talk to you soon.